Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-01-21 Do Australian Game Developers Need a Union? Notok. Another month, another pro-union piece by a pro-union motivated person. This outcry for a game developers union reminds me of the outcry against Steam's Greenlight, too hard to legitimately get on Steam, but the fix, Steam Direct, created far more bigger problems, less discoverability, and lower all-round revenues. And I think a union will cause more problems than actually solve. Anyway, all these articles suggest discrimination, and crunch are currently a huge problem, cherry-picking a few notable cases. Every industry has bad actors, unfortunately. But the head of IGDA, Jen McLean, isn't quite there yet. Listen to her interview about unions with Jason Schreier. To summarize, she says the practice of crunch is nowhere near as prevalent in the industry as it was a decade ago, and the IGDA has led the larger conversation about the subject. And when you're in the United States, you're not very aware necessarily of the challenges game developers in South Korea face, or that game developers in France, Iran, or Australia face. But to assume that suddenly, if you unionize, everything will be great, I don't think that is a reasonable assumption. To me, all these pro-union articles read like a dog whistle to the Marxist minority groups, and socialist to unite together, but the thing I don't understand is that the workers' union fees aren't cheap, and doesn't guarantee anyone equality of outcome. The new UK union currently wants to improve diversity and inclusion at all levels, but in reality I can see this being a bigger issue, and without laws will either be authoritarian, or just a moot point. The author, Tim Colwell, studied video games at university, but now works in the union industry, Australian Meat Workers Union, communications, and research officer. I find Tim's writing overly emotional, while presenting his single-sided view. For example, he highlights how Blizzard's exceptionalism and their loyalty program are examples of how evil and greedy game development companies are, but ironically, Blizzard has a great work environment with 88% friend recommendation and 96% CEO approval on Glassdoor. I don't have the time to go through the whole article. The fact that it's written by a union worker to pro-unionist should ring alarm bells. But the one that got me was specifically this. Tim writes, the Game Developers Association of Australia revealed data showing that only 1 in 4 game developers would recommend the industry to a friend. There's a simple reason why game devs in Australia aren't all too happy to recommend it to friends, and it has nothing to do with game development not being a unionized industry. When Jen McLean says it's a supply and demand issue, in Australia at least, she's 100% correct. Below are some photos from a Game Informer research article written by Jeremy Ray. Australian issue 95-2017, given those numbers, you have a highly skilled and competitive local industry. A more stricter government policy on game dev education and more project funding would help the industry a lot more than any union could. Update August 2019. I agree with David Jaffe's view on crunch. AAA is triple pro. https://www.youtube.com/0lrkxx/david-jaffe. Wah. Working at Naughty Dog is hard! Exclamation. Thanks for reading. Mike. Got something to say? Say it below in the comments. Don't contribute to the transient randomness. I can't find a video, audio or transcript of the 2018 IGDA Union Roundtable. This interview was after the roundtable. https://unwinnable.com/20180322 IGDA Union Busting and GDC 2018 https://www.reddit.com Games Comments 86 FI IGDA Union Busting and GDC 2018 DW4R8L3 https://medium.com Kit at us many problems of a game developers union C177494 FBC 9B my audio Bookstore.com Library The Great Australian Developer Exodus by Jeremy Ray. Comments are open.